our goals, trying things we didn't know.
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 以宁。
And this is Sarah.
Sarah.新版红绿灯这个事儿你听说了吗
Yeah, the traffic lights are going to be upgraded.
Yeah, the traffic lights are going to be upgraded.
Yeah, it sounds like many netizens, or people online, are very unhappy with the light changes.
It's true. Netizen, which means internet citizen, 就是网民 they are very unhappy.What is the case?
So, the new traffic lights are in the 九宫格 style, or Nine Palace style. And many people think this type of traffic light is too confusing to understand.
这个其中一个问题就是它的样式有三行三列,像个九宫格 Nine Palace.看了有点晕呀,反应不过来。
Yeah, exactly. What's more...Netizens complain the lights have many rules and are difficult to remember. And because the red and green lights are on at the same time, it will be more difficult for drivers to drive safely.
Exactly. 规则很多难记而且呢红灯和绿灯还会同时间亮起看着就更晕了。More difficult for drivers to drive safely.
Many people also don't like how the new traffic light design uses only round lights and removes the countdown to the light changing from green to red.
还有一点儿就是直行的这个信号灯呢只有圆灯 round lights. 绿灯还取消了倒计时 countdown, 读秒。
Yeah, some people think these changes will cause anxiety.And trouble for drivers.
肯定的，因为赶时间的人会很焦虑 cause anxiety. 但是官方后来辟谣了。
Yes, the rumor was refuted.
Yes, refuted. 辟谣 R-E-F-U-T-E-D, refuted. 官方回应说，其实这个新红绿灯早在2017年7月1日就开始实施了，这几年啊，在各地已经陆续试点。
Actually, in recent years, the traffic light has been piloted in various places.
Piloted 就是试点。所谓的新国际红绿灯之所以引发网友的吐槽，主要是它让交通规则变得复杂。比方说左转呀右转呀
Yeah, it is difficult for drivers to know when to make a left turn and when to make a right turn.
Exactly. Make a left turn, make a right turn. 说到交通规则我们带大家复习一些常见的交通词汇吧。
Yeah, let's learn some common vocabulary traffic words.
掉头怎么说呢
Make a U-turn.
这个说法就非常形象了因为我们掉头的时候就像在走字母 U, 所以掉头就是 U-turn。那直行怎么说呢
Drive straight ahead.
Straight 就是笔直的 ,ahead 就是向前。Drive straight ahead 就是直行。闯红灯怎么说呀
Run a red light.
对这里我们用的是 run, run a red light. 好再提一个扣分扣分怎么说呀
A point deduction.
扣分就是 a point deduction. 那么你扣分了这句话该怎么说呀
You have points taken off your license.
Yeah, you have points taken off your license.
或者说 they deducted points from your license. Or this year, you haven't had any points deducted from your license.
That's good news.
yeah, I agree.
You haven't had any points deducted from your license. 这里有 deduction 是一个名词，还有 deduct 是动词，都是表示扣分。那 Sarah, 罚款怎么说呀
？A fine.
A fine. 你被罚款了。
You receive a fine.
Hopefully that will not happen.
yeah, I hope not.
Yeah, you receive a fine. 这都是特别地道的表达。说完扣分罚款。那咱们再说说早高峰和晚高峰怎么说呢？
In English, we usually say rush hour for both times of day. But you can also say morning traffic or evening traffic.
这个 rush hour 就是表示早高峰和晚高峰，当然也可以单独说 morning traffic 或者是 evening traffic， 分别表示早高峰和晚高峰。 During rush hour 很可能就会堵车，那这个堵车怎么说呢？ Yeah.
Traffic jam. I was late because of a traffic jam.
I was late because of a traffic jam. 这个说法也特别形象、mm. traffic jam。好 ,Sarah, 那我们最后再来一组词。过十字路口的时候我们要走斑马线。那十字路口怎么说呢？
Intersection.
那斑马线呢？
Pedestrian crossing or crosswalk.
这两组词都有点难哈。一个是十字路口是 intersection. 另外一个斑马线是
pedestrian crossing.
Pedestrian crossing. 或者说 crosswalk.
Crosswalk. Yeah, most of the time we would say crosswalk.
就经常会说 crosswalk. 太好了。那说了这么多，我们来复习几个吧。我被罚款了，怎么说呢？
You received a fine.
You received a fine. 他们扣分了，怎么说呢？
They deducted points from your license.
下一个是，我今年没扣分。
This year, you haven't had any points deducted from your license.
这是一个提前的新年祝福。这些大家都记住了吗？ Sarah, 我们也很好奇，就是国外的红绿灯是什么样的？ What kind of traffic lights are used in foreign countries?
Well, in America, our traffic lights are very similar to China. More often in smaller areas with less traffic, you will see round lights.
Smaller areas 就是比较小的地方会用 round lights、这种圆的信号灯比较多、
Some areas also use English signs that say left turns、or even arrows for cars who will turn left or right、
也有地方呢就没有红绿灯，用的是带着 left 字样或者是 arrow 箭头的 sign 这些标志、那你们的红绿灯有倒计时吗？ Do you have the countdown?
Usually there is no countdown for drivers, but people using the crosswalk will have a countdown.
That's the case. 那机动车走的路是没有 countdown, 倒计时，但是人行横道是有的。That's fun. 那么乡村地区交通怎么样呀？也会有红绿灯吗？ What about the rural areas?
In more rural areas,Sometimes instead of a traffic light, you will just have a stop sign.
大部分乡村是有 stop signs, 交通路牌。
Yeah, if there is not much traffic and only two lanes for drivers to use, maybe one each way, it's cheaper to use a road sign instead of stop lights or traffic lights.
这里提到的 road sign 就是禁令标志。Sarah, 这里的 stop lights 其实就是 traffic lights, 对不对？所以只有 two lanes, 没有必要按 stop lights, 因为交通信号灯成本高一些。
Yeah, it's cheaper to use a sign.
Sarah, 我们也非常好奇，就是国外有没有一些比较让人费解的红绿灯呢？ What are some strange traffic lights in the US?
Yeah, of course.
都有什么样呢？能给我们说一说吗？
So the first one is using different colored lights or faded lights.
这个挺特别，是使用不同颜色的灯光，或者是褪色灯光。这种 faded lights 指的是什么？
Like very old.
Oh, very old ones. 还有什么呢？
Or horizontal traffic lights instead of vertical.
Horizontal 就指的是平行的。大家可以看一下我们本片的图片、一般啊咱们都是垂直的 vertical, 大家可以想象一下这种 horizontal traffic lights.
Yeah, areas that have too many lights or maybe many lanes of traffic have them, but I think it's confusing.
大家真的可以看一下我是数不过来到底有多少 lanes, 到底有多少道、多少个灯。 That's a little strange.这个红绿灯是有点特别、Sarah, 咱们再聊一聊国外的交通法规吧。这个不知道法规方面会有没有一些不同。 What are some foreign traffic laws and regulations?
So, most of my driving experience has been in the United States. But, I think many of our traffic laws are the same in China.
The same.
Mm. So, for example, when you come to an intersection, in most places you can turn right during a red light unless there's a sign telling you not to.
当你到达十字路口的时候，即便是红灯也可以右转。除非有告示牌告诉你不要右转。No turn on red, 或者 stop here on red. 这个和我们在中国是一样的。还有其他的相似点吗 ,Sarah?
Another traffic law I think both countries have focuses on pedestrians, or the people walking, not driving.
行人 pedestrian.
This law says that people who want to cross the street need to use the crosswalk.
这条法规就说必须要走人行横道 use the crosswalk.
If you cross a busy intersection without using the crosswalk or following the pedestrian lights, you are jaywalking.
所以这项法规就说如果你乱穿马路的话你就 break the law. 所以乱穿马路这里有一个 term 就是 jaywalk.否则就 jaywalking, 随便乱穿马路了。
Yeah, it's a rule usually followed, especially in busier cities. But if no police are around and there isn't much traffic, it's not uncommon for people to jaywalk.
Oh, no police are around and there isn't much traffic, 也会有人 jaywalk.
If you're caught breaking this traffic law, you can receive a small fine, or more expensive in bigger cities.
If you're caught, 如果被抓的话呢会 receive a small fine, 一点罚款。一般罚多少钱呢
The cost depends on where you live, but for example, in California, you can receive a fine from $25 up to $250.
Wow, that's a lot. 所以过马路的时候要走斑马线 use the crosswalk. 而且千万不要看手机好好过马路就好。
Exactly. If people are walking on the crosswalk, they should not look at their phone. They should be watching the cars.
Yeah, be watching the cars. 咱们刚才聊了一些国内开车与国外开车的相同点，那有哪些不同点呢？ What are some differences between foreign driving and domestic driving?
Well, I can think of two major differences between China and U.S. driving. The first difference is using turn signals. I think this is starting to change more, but when I first came to China...like maybe 8 years ago, I was shocked. Many cars and buses don't always use their turn signals to tell other drivers where they are going.
对，就八年前 Sarah 来的时候，发现人们用转向灯 turn signal 的时候不是很多，但现在的人用的更多一些了。More people use them now.
Yeah, with more cameras at stoplights these days,I think more drivers are following this rule, but it was always something that scared me a little when I lived in Qingdao.
之前还是会 scare you a little. 哎，还有什么不同呢 ,Sarah?
The other major difference is in speed. I think American drivers speed more than Chinese drivers.
就你们超速的情况会比较多一些。
Yeah, America does use traffic cameras, but...We don't have as many in place as China does.
Traffic camera. 我们这里真的很多。
So if you speed in China, you are mailed a speeding ticket or a fine.
是的。我们会收到 a speeding ticket, 罚单 or fine, 刚才提到的罚款。那在美国呢?
Well, in America, if you are speeding on roads with no cameras, as long as a police officer does not see you,You can often get away with driving too quickly.
What? You can often get away with driving too quickly. 是可以逃跑的。警察不管吗?
Well, however, many police officers are sneaky, and they will hide around corners or off the road to catch speeding drivers.
警察的方法就是 police officers are sneaky. Sneaky 就是暗中躲藏。Hide around corners...或者是 off the road, 就是躲在拐角或者是你看不到的地方。 所以他们还是在监管中的。
Yeah, and if they see you, they will chase you down, pull your car over, and then usually give you a speeding ticket.
他们会 chase you down, 一直追追追追到你为止。Pull your car over, 这个有点像电影的片段啊。
Sometimes you can avoid getting a ticket when a police officer pulls you over, especially if you are polite, or it's a minor offense, like maybe your taillight, 尾灯, isn't not working, your taillight is out.
So being polite 就是要有礼貌，而且呢，就如果是犯了一个小错, a minor offense, 他们是可以 let you go.
But it's still very stressful, so I always try to follow the driving rules.
Exactly.不要存侥幸心理。
Listeners, have you ever driven in a foreign country? What are some of the biggest differences you have noticed in traffic laws?
听众朋友们，你们还知道哪些不同的交通法吗？欢迎和我们分享。
Let us know in the comment.
那我们今天就聊到这里了。
Thanks for hanging out with us today.
We hope to see you next time.
This is Sarah.
This is Yin Yin.
See you next time.
Bye.